welcome back to Believers Academy and the series, Jesus, the Name Above Every Name. Here we are at Lesson 2, Ways to Use the Name of Jesus. My name is Randall Lee, and this exciting lesson will teach us how to use the name of Jesus even more effectively. Get a pen and paper to take notes on this lesson, and as usual, you can pause or go back at any time during the teaching if you want to hear a point again. Also, there are study documents that you can download, like the leader's notes and a review worksheet located on this page. Ready, set, go! There are two ways to use the name of Jesus effectively, and the first is to pray in the name of Jesus. John 16, 23 and 24 says, "And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Jesus told us to pray to the Father God in his name. When we pray to the Father in Jesus' name, we have the promise that God will give us whatever we ask, if we pray his will. Here's another scripture that tells us to pray in Jesus' name. John 14, 13 through 14 says, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." When a person prays the prayer to receive salvation, that person prays to the Father in the name of Jesus. Every prayer after that is also prayed to the Father. We have the right to come to God because of our relationship with Jesus. We are in God's family because of Jesus. The Bible has many promises that are for us. 2 Peter 1, 4 says, "And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises." These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Each of those promises must be activated by praying and receiving what the Father has promised. And we receive by faith, believing the powerful name of Jesus will provide for us. Receiving by faith means we believe, we receive, whether we can see the answer or not. We continue to speak and live as though we have what was promised. Soon we will see it. We will have it. Our belief will become reality. We know we have what we ask for because we know God hears us. 1 John 5, 14, 15 says, "And we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know he hears us, when we make our requests, we also know that he will give us what we ask for." Now, the second way to use the name of Jesus effectively is not based on prayer. It is to speak it in faith using the name of Jesus. Jesus used this method several times. When the demons were leaving the man who lived in the tombs, they begged Jesus to send them into the pigs, not send them back to the dry places. And Jesus said, "Go." He just spoke the word. No prayer was needed. Simply the word of authority moved the demons. At the pool of Bethesda, Jesus told the crippled man to get up and walk. On this occasion, Jesus didn't pray a prayer. He just spoke the words, and the man was healed. When Jesus turned the water into wine, he simply told the servants to fill the pots with water. When they had done so, he told them to take some of the liquid and give to the master of the feast. The master declared it was the best wine. Jesus speaking made it happen. The disciples used the power in the name of Jesus, just like he did. They spoke expecting to see results. The crippled man got healed by Peter speaking. In Acts 3, 6, Peter said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." That's all that was needed. Notice Peter didn't pray to the Father in Jesus' name. He simply spoke. He commanded the man who was crippled from birth to walk in the name of Jesus. The man's physical bones and muscles became functional. He walked and even jumped. He was totally healed. Whether you speak, command, or declare, or demand the name of Jesus will change the circumstances. Mark 11, 23 says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." This is the basic principle of how to use words and get results. Speak to the problem in the name of Jesus with faith, believing God will do it, and expect success. Jesus gave you the authority to use his name to preach and to cast out every evil thing. Mark 16:15-18 says, "And then he told them, 'Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned.'" These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. God always makes himself available, but there is another step. Spiritual things have to be received. Salvation has to be received. The Holy Spirit must be received. Healing must be received. Wisdom must be received. The authority of the name of Jesus must be received. So you can say, "I am saved through the name of Jesus. I have received the Holy Spirit. I can do all things through Christ, so I'm going to take courage and have confidence in the name of Jesus and speak that this mountain, this problem, will move." And it will. You have the same right to use Jesus' name as Jesus himself. When you need him, call on the name of Jesus. Now let's review. Because you are a believer, you can pray in the name of Jesus and expect God to answer. And you can also simply speak to problems in Jesus' name and get results. What a wonderful position you have in Jesus Christ. This is the end of Lesson 2, Ways to Use the Name of Jesus, of the series Jesus, the Name Above Every Name. Begin to speak the name of Jesus in your life and see great results. Please come back for Lesson 3. We'll study some principles of using faith as we speak the name of Jesus. Practice saying, "In the name of Jesus," to move every obstacle in your life and expect to see results. Write 2 ways to use the authority of the name of Jesus. List some problems in your life and what you expect to happen when you speak to them in the name of Jesus. We look forward to our next time together as we finish the series, Jesus, the Name Above Every Name. The study documents are for your benefit, so feel free to download them. Be blessed as you study with us in Believers Academy. So until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.